USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congress is addressing campus security at historically black colleges and universities in the wake of dozens of high-profile bomb threats. Vice President Kamala Harris.
80 anonymous bomb threats have been made against dozens of our HBCUs, against historically black churches, and other faith-based and academic institutions. These threats have brought fear and anxiety to places of peace.
The House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties are holding hearings alongside the FBI and Department of Education. A Texas man was arrested on a capital murder charge after fatally shooting two dentists at a clinic in Tyler, Texas. Stephen Alexander Smith became angry at the clinic staff and retrieved a handgun from his pickup truck and returned to the lobby and opened fire. Two doctors were struck by gunfire and both died. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States and China are preparing some meetings this week.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that President Biden will speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday as a part of our ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and China. Psaki revealed Biden and Xi will in part discuss Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine after reports indicate that Moscow had asked China's government for military equipment and other assistance to support its war. The United States has also accused China of assisting Russia in spreading fake news that the United States is financing biological weapon labs in Ukraine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative effect on how Americans feel about each other. 43% of U.S. residents say they feel worse about their fellow Americans, according to the Yahoo News YouGov poll. 10% of respondents said they actually felt better about their fellow citizens. Democrats, 49-9%, were far more likely than Republicans to say they felt worse about their neighbors. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Republican-controlled Georgia State House passed a sweeping election bill that would hand new election policing powers to the state's Bureau of Investigations and restrict nonprofit funding of elections. The 40-page bill would give the Georgia Bureau of Investigations the power to initiate election fraud allegations, work that is currently overseen by state election officials. The Investigations Bureau would also have the authority to subpoena election records with sign-off from the state attorney general. Citicorp Group has started covering travel expenses for employees who go out of state for abortions because of newly enacted restrictions from Texas, Missouri, and other states, becoming the first major U.S. bank to make such a commitment. The new policy is in response to changes in reproductive health care in certain states in the United States, the bank said in a public filing ahead of its annual shareholders meeting in April. The filing says the travel benefits are to facilitate access to adequate resources, but did not specifically mention abortion. City will cover transportation and lodging for employees who need to leave those states. And a massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima, triggering blackouts and a 1 meter high tsunami advisory in the region just 11 years after it was devastated by a deadly quake. The earthquake near Nami, Japan, a tsunami advisory was issued, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that is no longer a threat. Stay updated anytime. USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.